Welcome to C-Suite Radio.
You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Bart Allen here. Thanks everybody for watching and listening. We have Deandra Lyle back again for another episode, so we didn't frighten her away. This time, she is back talking about Bel Air. Congratulations on the project.
Thank you.
This is huge. Last time we spoke, you were doing something different. Obviously, a lot has happened since we spoke the last time. How does it feel to have been a part of such an iconic world and to be a part of this series? We've had other cast members on in the past from this show, and we're happy to have you. So this is so cool.
Yeah. Well, thank you again for having me. It's always a pleasure to be here. You know, being a part of Bel Air, I mean, you know, it's TV royalty, right? Yeah. So, I mean, to be a part of that world is just a gift in and of itself. Everyone was amazing. It felt like family from the beginning, from the moment I set on step, even though I came in as a guest to their house. It just felt warm and welcoming. And yeah, I mean, you know, I've been doing my other show for a while, so this is a change. I'm coming from kind of a Disney-centered world to more of the drama, which is funny to say that in conjunction with like Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, right? But now that they've done their dramatic turn on it, it gives it a new world to play in. And it's a lot of fun. I've enjoyed it.
Yeah, we've had Jordan on before. We've had Adrian on, and we've talked to both of them at season one. And I think one of the things about this show that's so different is that it's so nuanced. You know what I mean? Like, and they've had the opportunity to expand the world from what people are familiar with. Mm-hmm. When you first heard about this show, what was your response just generally as a fan? Were you like, this is going to be interesting to see how they do this? Because if I recall, it started out as like this like YouTube thing that was just kind of like an idea that somebody had, and then Will Smith found it, and now it's one of the most popular shows on TV.
Yeah, I mean, I'm always a little hesitant about remakes because, sure. You know, especially when you're fans of the original. So like when the original is so well done, it's like, I don't know if anybody should touch that. Right. But every now and then people get it right. So, you know, like just real quick, like when they remade Karate Kid with Jaden Smith and stuff, and I thought that was really, really good because they made it their own. And,
yeah.
And I think that's what they did with this. You know, I mean, I saw the short film that they did, that the spec shoot that they did when it went viral. And I mean, it was well done. It was interesting. It was like, oh, and I think that that's the main reason so many people were open to this reboot and remake and reimagining. So yeah, I mean, I just watched season one actually. So I was a little behind on it because I didn't have Peacock. I remember going to work and Adrian was like, Have you watched the show? And I was like, oh no, I haven't seen it yet. I've seen clips, but I haven't seen it. But now I'm completely caught up, and I was really, really blown away by what they did. I mean, because you have all the characters that have still the isms of the original show, right? They all still feel like those characters. And then you have the storyline that follows you know, really closely to what happened in Fresh Prince. So characters and just situations that happened. So it's all still very familiar, but it's new and done in their own take. So I am two thumbs up for this reimagining. I think they've done an amazing job. I don't think you can do that too often, but they've knocked it out the park. It's a really good show.
It really is. And honestly, like, as you're talking, I'm sitting here thinking about the fact, like, even going back to the sitcom, I mean, there were dramatic moments in that show, and it really is a serious type of story. I mean, if you think about it, you know, a mother says you can't live here anymore. You have to go live with other family, and mm-hmm. you have a culture shock. So I think, like, you, in the subtext of it, it really is, like, it can be an intense type of story. It was fun watching you be a part of this. You mentioned when you came onto the set, you had a really positive experience, and it was just a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. Are there takeaways from this cast that you've worked with that you will use now as an actor and as a storyteller?
I mean, again, I've been really fortunate to not really have any bad experiences.
Right.
Working on shows, you hear a lot of stories and things happen, you know, and sometimes people don't get along. So there's that, that's very real. But again, stepping into an already established family sometimes can be a little daunting as an actor, because you're coming in, you're like, I don't know everybody. They know each other. They're comfortable. They got this whole machine going, and I'm just trying to jump in like I've been here, you know? And fortunately, you know, again, everyone from the cast and crew down, everyone was welcoming. I felt at home from the second
I joined. That's good.
Yeah. And that doesn't happen very often, you know? I mean,
no, it doesn't. And I've heard it described as like going to a new school and you're like the new kid in class. Mm-hmm. I was talking to an actress about a year or two ago. My timing is horrible, clearly, based on our off-tape conversation. It's like 5 years ago. No, I was like two or one. But she had a guest starring role on the TV show Shameless. And at that point, the show had been going on for like 6-7 seasons or so. And everybody was nice, but a lot of the main characters were like, hey, I think you're great. We're so happy to have you here. But just so you know, if I'm not super chatty or I'm not this or that, it's not you. It's just, this is a machine here and we have to keep things going. Mm-hmm. And we could catch up later. So, mm-hmm. I mean, I think to be able to come onto a set, and that's also a testament to your professionalism as an actor, being able to just come in, be as prepared as you can, and not trip up over something that could potentially be a problem, right? And they sounds like they just did a fantastic job with you being there, which is so fun to hear.
Yeah, I mean, you know, everybody's professional, but everybody just that I experienced were just good people. You know, and I'm a people person, so I like to connect with people. And I mean, you know, I consider them family now. You know, it just felt that warm and welcoming. And we're all there to do our job. We're all there to shine. We're all there to support each other and make a beautiful product. So I think when you have everybody in that same mindset, then it's going to be a wonderful ride. You know, everybody's having fun. And when you have fun, you do well, you know, and so I just want to point out, I did Shameless too. And they were all really nice when I did
this. Yeah, yeah. I don't think we talked about that the last time. Yeah, you had a few episodes. Yeah.
Well, and here's the thing. Like, you know, I now have experienced being a series regular on, you know, Secrets of Sulphur Springs. And, you know, for me, I enjoy whenever we get new cast members joining us, whether it's a co-star, whether it's a guest star, they're part of the family. You know, so I love to welcome them and say, hey, welcome to the family, and get to know who they are, because it is, you know, it's, I don't know. I think it's important to embrace everybody, and we're all fortunate to be working and to be able to do what we love. And, you know, I don't know. You hear the not so good stories, and I've heard stories from other actors that say, I won't approach lead actors on a show because I didn't have a good experience. I'm not going to speak to them until they speak to me. And I was like, wow, like, that's really unfortunate that you had that experience, because, I mean, you know, and I wasn't there, so I don't know exactly what happened, you know, but it's just, to me, it's like, hey, we're all in this together. So, you know, with Bel Air, again, it was really, I describe it as just magic all the way around. And it's just so much fun, so much fun.
Yeah. And to your point, you know, I don't think people get necessarily Like, unless you've been on a set before, like, your job is very demanding. It's physically demanding. It's emotionally demanding, depending on the type of character you're playing. And emotions just run high on any kind of set. So I get the fact that, you know, maybe, I don't know. I've heard stories too. It's neither here nor there, but it's good that you had an experience. So I didn't ask you about Shameless the last time. And I thought about it after the fact. Was that fun for you? I just, cause that show was just over the moon, insanely crazy.
Shameless was fun. I did one episode, cause I did the season finale of season 7.
Yeah.
I played Dr. Kahi. I was an ER, you know, doctor coming to bear some not very good news, but, yeah, it was fun. It was quick, you know, because I just really had that one scene. I worked that one day, but everyone was, again, very warm, very welcoming, very professional. And I was fortunate also to work under John Wells, which is like John Wells, you know what I'm saying? So that was great. But yeah, nothing bad to say about that. It was great to be a part of that franchise too, because it's just, you know, that's kind of legendary in its own right. So yeah,
100%. Well, this is very cool. Congratulations. One last topic I do want to touch on. We were joking about it before we started recording about the world of self-tapes. This seems to be like it now. And now you've got two actors in the house. How has your experience been doing this now? Are you still going into rooms to read, or is it all just pretty much self-taping now?
Yeah. So I have not been in a room. I don't remember when the last time I went in a room theatrically. Commercially, I feel like I went in once or twice, maybe a year or so ago.
Okay.
I know my husband goes in for commercials in person sometimes too. Okay. But theatrically, it's been self-tape. I have done some live Zoom self-tapes.
Okay.
Like, auditions, like producer
That's
sessions.
Cool.
So I have done that, which is, you know, it's interesting because you just kind of have to shift and you have to like pin your little person up here and figure out, you know, where you're looking and doing all that. But you at least get the energy from the other people involved. But yeah, I mean, you know, initially I didn't like self-tapes years ago. So, cause we were doing self-tapes before COVID, it just wasn't as often, right? So you would still go in person a lot more, but every now and then you'd still have to do a self-tape at home. And I didn't prefer it because I like the energy. I like being around people and receiving their feedback, receiving their redirections and things like that. And then you just get the essence of who you are, you know, and who they are. And I think that goes a long way. Self-tapes are a little more impersonal. You know, you got to give your take. You don't have any notes to go on. You're just throwing it out there. But every now and then, you know, they may like your tape and go, hey, we like this, but let's try something else, or give you a redirect and you can tape it again. But yeah, it's just kind of the world we live in. It's honestly, I think it's pretty convenient to do it because you can do it.
I was going to ask. Okay. Time.
Yeah. I mean, it's a big conversation right now in the business, because, you know, you have some people saying, you know, we have to spend all this money on self-tapes and not going in the room, and you don't have to spend all this money on self-tapes. I mean,
no.
You know, you want to be lit, you want to be able to be heard. And I mean, you don't want to send in a terrible thing if you can help it, you know, if you can't help it. But you know, it's pretty, at the end of the day, can you be seen, can you be heard, can you get, you know, that audition across? That's the most important thing. I mean, I've had to do some auditions in a trailer, which lighting was not very good and sound was not very good. You might have heard things outside, but it still got the job done. And you know, some people do prefer to go pay a lot of money to get some really quality, you know, level self-tapes, and that's fine too, you know. So it's just figuring out how to make it work for yourself. I enjoy it. You know, I think it's probably here to stay for the most part, but maybe, you know, it gets to the point where you have some callbacks and in-person type chemistry reads with people, because those things are kind of important to do in person. You get a different experience.
Yeah.
So yeah, but you know, at the end of the day, you have to adapt. That's just like acting. You have to adapt. You can come to set and the script can change, you know, tasks can change, and you have to just be able to go with it. So I think you have to apply that all the way around.
Wonderful. Well, congratulations on Bel Air, Sulphur Springs, of course.
Thank you.
And very cool. It was fun catching up with you, Deandra. Thank you to your team and for your time today. It was great.
Yeah.
I appreciate it as always.
Thanks for having me back. I appreciate you.
Absolutely. Thank you for coming back.